Welcome to day one of our 30-day incredible manifesting journey together. At this point, I'm hoping that everyone's taken the chance to write out your intentions. The purpose of today's call is really just to go over, you know, exactly what this process is going to look like. And for those of you that still have any questions, I'm here to answer them because I dub myself the queen of intention writing. And, you know, the success of this program is really about your ability to be honest in expressing your desires. In fact, the willingness to do that is paramount to the success of this process, right? If you ask for little, you get little. It's just like that. If you keep asking for just enough to get by, you will get just enough to get by. But I believe you came into this program and this process because you're ready to ask largely. So I wanted to kind of set this up by saying this 30-day process is really about reminding each of you of your power to create a desire. And, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, we have memories of times in our lives when we've done this and forgotten a little bit, you know? So this process, this next 30 days is really to remind you of your ability to enact this power that you have and create miracles and big things and attract those desires that have kind of been lingering there dormant for a while. And really, to be able to do that, you have to first ask, which is why you wrote your intentions. And then the only next thing, really, yeah, we're going to go through this journey. We're going to read every day. We're going to post on Facebook and celebrate and document our evidence. And that's all, like, fun as a part of this process. The only other absolute requirement is that you have a willingness to believe that it can happen. And just to prove to you, the first time this year that we did a 30-day program, some of you came into this program because you heard Donna's testimonial, where she talked about all the money she expressed that she was willing to believe she could make $8,000 a month when she had never gotten past 2,000 in 2 years. And she said, that's far as I could go. I couldn't go to 10,000. I couldn't go to 12, but I realized I could go to 8, and I put that down not knowing how it was going to happen, and it did. And we are continuing to see the manifestations of her desires, which she expressed in that 30 days. In fact, right now, she's in Peru with a wonderful man that she met, and she posted a video, and she posted in our little level 2 group saying, when I set my intentions, I desired a life with maids, and here I am at our house in Peru. We have 3 maids and a cook, and on and on and on it goes, you know? And so whatever your intentions are that you've set over the week, just know that they're going to be continuously created from this day forward until they are fully manifested. Your job is just to follow the process, read your little chapter every day, jump in on Facebook to raise your vibration and see everybody else's success, and, you know, just enjoy the process looking for evidence. You need to do requirements, set your intentions, be willing to believe, and then here are kind of some of the different aspects that are involved in what we ask you to do every day. Number one, you should have all received an email today that said day one email. If you can find a way to let us know, either on Facebook, sending either Diane or I a message on Facebook and letting us know that you didn't receive day one, so that we can look on the back end and try to figure out what's going on. But every day you'll receive an email. And the purpose of that email is really just to remind you what day we're on. So once you click on the link in the email, though, it will take you to a page that has on the right-hand side all the days listed from day 1 to 30. So you could just click on whatever day we're on, and it will always have the PDF you can print and read if you prefer, or the audio that you can listen to. Once you've done that, we ask you just jump on Facebook and share which sentence resonated with you and why. And here's the reason I ask you to take that extra step. As the facilitator of this process, when I'm looking at where you are and what's resonating and why it's resonating, you have no idea how much more I can support you and give you feedback and, you know, and some new insights just because you took the extra time to say why, right? So that I highly recommend. Then you will have at the end, if you download the PDF, which some of you have the books, because of how you signed up for the process. But even if you don't, every day on the PDF version, there's a page for you to document your gratitude, your abundance, and your evidence. So let's talk about that. Why is it important to document those three things every day? I can tell you, Diane and I have done this program for going on 4 years now, and we've watched people manifest amounts of money that we ourselves are like, yes, we want a commission. You know, millions and millions of dollars have been manifested and relationships healed and formed and health restored and spiritual connections deepened. And when we look at all the people that go through the program, what are the things that we see in common with those that have the most manifesting? They do these three things every day. They document things that they're grateful for. And as we read the book, you'll understand why it's important to do that. So instead of waiting till you get to understanding why, we're just putting these things in place so that you maximize your manifestations for the 30 days, right? So every day you just want to document, what am I grateful for today? And I challenge you to really look at your life, look beyond just, you know, what you can see in the moment, and find new things to be grateful for every single day. The second one is abundance. Okay, this sometimes, here's the truth. This program is called The Science of Getting Rich, right? When I read everybody's intentions, finances is like top of the list what people want to manifest. So, and if you notice in my language, and I always encourage you to give energy to what you want to create. Give energy. So don't write intentions around being debt-free or reducing your debt or paying off your credit cards. Because even though your heart's in the right place, your energy is giving attention to what you don't want, which is the debt and the credit cards and the way it makes you feel and the burden of it, right? So we always reframe that by saying, I want to feel financially abundant. I want to have more. I'm so grateful I have more money than I can spend. I'm so grateful I've paid all my bills and there's money in the bank, right? You give energy in that way to the outcome that you want. So we ask you to document abundance, which is take a look at your life every day at the inflow and outflow of money, because you came into this with a high desire to attract more money, and we want you to give attention to the money that's there now, right? So by giving attention to the flow of money in your life now, you are creating more expansion. The more you observe something, the more it changes, right? So we want you to look at the good part of the money flowing. You go to the gas station, you filled up your car, that's money you had. It doesn't matter if you did it on a credit card or you took a loan, or it doesn't matter, right? You bought food, you bought lunch today, that's money you have. You are rich right now. In this moment, somebody sent you money, you received money. You know, I don't care, and if you're going to get to know me very well and know my joke about pennies, right? Every penny I find is $1 million. So when I find a penny in a parking lot, I am like a lunatic jumping up and down, because to me, I make that mean that's money coming easy and relaxed to me, $1 million, easy and relaxed. Can you imagine that? I am so grateful, and that goes in my abundance for the day, okay? So you want to start giving energy and attention to the flow of money. And watch, as you do, it's going to start coming more and more and more, going to start coming. And every time you jot a little thing down, you feel that thank you, thank you, thank you, as you note it. The important part of this process then that's perhaps a lot different than any other law of attraction work out there is most people will tell you a lot about writing intentions. They'll tell you about believing. But I've come to see that the more proof I have of my desire manifesting is the more I believe. And the more I believe is the more I receive. As you all know, or you will learn, come to know, my favorite quote is from Oprah, and she says, you get what you believe, not what you wish for. So the most important thing in this process, like I told you, the requirement is believing. But I get it. You wrote an intention for $10,000 this weekend, and it's Monday. We don't have the $10,000 at this moment in our hands that we can see. So how do you keep believing that it's on its way? Well, every day in your life, you're going to look for what I call evidence, right? And I want you to understand that the purpose of evidence is to make you feel good. Don't get attached and crazy about it. Make it fun. Make it like you're on a little, you know, hide and go seek little fun thing. For me, whenever I go through the 30-day process, this is my favorite part because it raises my vibration. It makes me so excited. I literally go through the day expecting to receive evidence. And the more evidence I receive, the more I believe, the more amplified, you know, my energy is around, I know it's coming, I know it's coming, I know it's coming. In fact, Donna will tell you, the lady I referenced with her story and her testimonial from the last 30 days, she said, you know, she just put her mind to the fact that, look, they told me, Tasha told me, write an intention and believe. So no matter what, for 30 days, no matter what's happening, I'm going to always go back to, I don't know how it's going to happen, but I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe. And let me tell you, her manifestations continue to blow my mind because she was willing to detach from how and just focus on believing and looking every day for evidence, right? So evidence, for example, what could be, let's say you said, I would like to grow my business in the next 30 days, right? I want to increase the number of clients I serve. That's one of my intentions. Okay, the phone rings and somebody says, hi, Jen, it's Tom. And, you know, I was looking online and I saw that you do consulting and it looks interesting. I wanted to just give you a call and learn a little bit more about what it is that you do because we're kind of in the market for somebody with your skills. Okay, Jen tells him or she sets up an appointment. Maybe that's all she does. She's like, oh, great. Thanks for calling. I'm not able to talk right now, but, you know, this requires really dedicated time. And so why don't we set up some time for Thursday at 1? Let's set up an hour. But it's Monday. Jen is going to document that Tom called as evidence because, remember, her desire is to increase her client count. And not because Tom isn't yet a client means it's not evidence. He called. So that's the evidence. That's the universe giving you clues to increase your belief that it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And your job is to be aware enough to see all of those clues. Because here's what, when you miss those clues, you think it's not working and your belief wanes and your expectation goes down and then you're not in high vibration manifesting power. So the key to this whole thing is every day, remember, you wrote your intentions. I guarantee you, they are being created. They're on their way to you. You really have to know that it's going to happen. How fast it comes is only dependent on your ability to believe, right? So we're helping you increase that belief level by having you look for evidence every day and documenting it. And trust me, once this starts, your minds are going to be blown. You're going to experience your life in a way you never have before, because somebody smiling at you is going to become evidence of, for example, some people want to attract love in the next 30 days, right? Well, you might pass in the grocery store and a gentleman or a woman smiles at you in the nicest, warmest way. That's evidence of just an expression of emotion from one person to another, showing you you're being seen, your beauty is being appreciated, you are in high attraction vibration, right? And you go home and you document that. It's like, I see it, it's happening. And that's how you stay in this high energy. One other thing, I've taken the recordings that we've done where we talk about the main principles that make up this formula, right? It's called the science of getting rich because there are four principles that make up how this works. And so this is the best way to read a book, because you're taking just the little nuggets every day and really allowing each one to sink in. But at the end of each week, we're going to send you a recording, and it's going to tell you each week, it's going to tell you one principle. I go over full review of that principle. You would have read it and you've gotten it, but you know, it's kind of like hearing it in a different way and really understanding how that's part of this process that we have been using to create incredible things in our lives. Just know that the only thing from today forward for the next 30 days is really to keep believing. No matter what shows up, make yourself go back to, I don't know how it's going to happen, but I know that it will. And look for evidence, because it's all around you every day, I promise. We love you and we're excited to be on this journey. Let's go manifest. Have a great day, everyone.